SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The House is shelving a resolution to impeach DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The impeachment measure was introduced by Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene last week. It's due to the deluge of illegal immigrants streaming across the southern border. Monday, eight Republicans joined Democrats in support of a motion to kill the vote for now. Former President Trump's older sister, Marianne Trump Berry, has died at the age of 86 at her home on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Ms. Berry was a former prosecutor and federal judge who retired in 2019. Nikki Haley's GOP presidential campaign announces a major ad blitz in Iowa and New Hampshire. White House correspondent Greg Clexton has more.
Haley's campaign plans to spend $10 million in TV, radio, and digital advertising across the first two states holding primary caucuses and primaries. The ads will start appearing in the first week of December. Haley is fighting against Ron DeSantis to be the clear alternative to Donald Trump. The announcement comes just days after the third GOP debate and the day after Tim Scott dropped out of the White House race. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Anti-Semitic hate crimes are surging.
The 124% rise in the overall number of bias incidents registered by the NYPD Hate Crime Task Force were primarily fueled by a 200% surge in hate crimes against Jews that came in the wake of the October 7 massacre in Israel of mainly civilians by Iran-backed Hamas terrorists near the Gaza Strip. So far, the overall hate crime investigations year to date continue their downward trend with a decrease of only 9% last month. Edwin Mora, Washington.
This is SRN News. The pro-life movement took a beating in last week's off-year elections.
They represent a massive reality call, wake-up call, a massive alarm that should go off to all of us who are seeking to understand these things through a Christian biblical worldview and who are trying to translate those truths into public policy. Because there's just no other way to put it. Tuesday was a nearly unmitigated disaster.
Dr. Albert Mohler of the Southern Baptist Convention says pro-lifers have a lot of work to do.
We have a far greater challenge than we knew, but to be honest, it is not necessarily a greater challenge than we feared. Those of us who have been working in the pro-life movement for decades understood that we would find out where Americans really stand on these issues only after Roe v. Wade were removed.
Christian legal groups are preparing for what's become an annual storm of lawsuits challenging the display of nativity scenes on properties across the nation. This is SRN News. The White House says an American toddler is among the hostages being held by terror group Hamas in Gaza. According to National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, a three-year-old U.S. citizen whose parents were killed by the terrorists during the October 7th attacks in Israel, is believed to be among the more than 200 hostages. At least 19 people have been killed by Islamist terrorists in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo.
According to a Congolese civil society leader, the victims were tied up before being killed with machetes and other weapons. We don't know why the Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF, targeted the village of Watalinga. In the past, people have been killed after being accused of passing information to the army. 2 years ago, the Ugandan army launched an offensive aimed at defeating the ADF. The violent attacks in North Kivu province have been relentless.
ExxonMobil says it plans to drill for lithium in the state of Arkansas. More details at SRNnews.com.